On Sunday, around 150,000 Montrealers came out to celebrate Pride, with contingents for different groups in the community and the many corporate sponsors of the large downtown festival. But just a few streets away, around 10,000 Montrealers gathered on Sunday for a different kind of Pride March.
We are light! We are proud! No pride in genocide!
Under the banner of Wild Pride, queers and their allies sent the message that Pride is political, and that Fierté Montréal doesn't speak for the queer community.
How are you speaking about a genocide but allow Zionists to be a part of your parade?
Shannon Thompson is one of the main organizers of Wild Pride. The Alternative Pride Festival is in its very first year and is already holding almost 90 events on a shoestring budget. Organizers say the lack of corporate funding allows them to take a more radical stance on issues like Gaza. That's particularly important for organizers like Zev Saltiel, who's also a member of pro-peace group Independent Jewish Voices.
So we thought it was time that we do something that was more representative of community, that was a political set of events and a political march.
This time last year, he and other members of the queer community spoke out against Fierté Montréal and called for the resignation of Executive Director Simon Gamache, after anti-Zionist disruptors of last summer's parade were met with police violence.
We demand a public apology from Fierté Montréal for deploying violent police against us, dehumanizing our community, and endangering both protesters and parade attendees.
In that came a lot of anger because, again, the queer movement in Montreal began as against police brutality. And now even at the march, we find this sort of police brutality.
While this year, a few dozen masked protesters again disrupted Fierté's parade to try and block Zionist groups, thousands more removed themselves altogether. Organizer Aisha Smith says that Wild Pride has turned into something bigger than she ever could have expected.
2 months before, on a rash idea, on an impulse, we were like, okay, fuck it, let's start Wild Pride. And it was a huge jump, and we did not expect something truly so powerful. And yet, here we are.
The last few months have seen a growing rift between some members of Montreal's queer community and the leadership of Fierté Montréal. In April, four lesbo queer nightlife collectives vowed they wouldn't work with the festival, alleging breach of contract and mishandling of abuse allegations. The following month, groups like the Quebec Lesbian Network cut ties too. But in recent weeks, it's been the festival's stance on Gaza that's led queer Montrealers like Sam to choose an alternative to Fierté Montréal.
It says a lot that Fierté Montréal has been so non-receptive to the demands of the queer community for so long, and I think that the genocide in Gaza has been a real catalyst.
In statements on July 30th and August 5th, Fierté Montréal condemns the war in Gaza as a genocide. In their first statement, they say they're disallowing groups with hateful discourse from participating in the parade. The three groups hold Zionist views. They're the Iranian Montreal Rainbow Alliance, the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs, and Ga'ava.
Carlos Godoy is the president of Ga'ava, which claims to be the oldest queer Jewish organization in the country. And so these organizations were asked not to come, or were told they were not allowed to come anymore because of comments made by him specifically.
Godoy, who describes himself as an ally to the Jewish community and a friend of Jews and of Israel, called last year's anti-Zionist disruptors, quote, radical terror supporters, in an interview with Canadian Jewish News. He made similar comments in email correspondence with CKUT. Despite a pressure campaign to get him banned, he and Ga'ava were allowed to join the parade after all, due to backlash from pro-Israel politicians, media figures, and groups in the Jewish community. That backlash led Fierté board chair Bernard Trong to resign from the post earlier this month. Here's new board chair Marlo Marlot speaking to reporters on Sunday.
When the decision was rendered, the Jewish communities perceived it as exclusion based on faith. And it was never the intention. We never want to exclude anybody based on their faith. And so when I arrived at the president's, I wanted to correct that perception.
But it's a disappointing outcome for people like Sam. queer Jews who don't want to be associated with groups like Ga'ava.
You know, for them to once again engage in this behavior of conflating Judaism and Zionism when it is 100% possible to be fully, like, Jewish and proud and not support Israel's actions, to whatever degree you do not support Israel's actions. Yeah, it's frustrating that in all these, like, official mediums, this link is constantly being reinforced between Judaism and Jewish people and Jewish queer people and Zionism.
For many protesters, the conflict over Gaza crystallizes a growing feeling in the community that festivals like Fierté have lost touch with Pride's radical roots.
We're long overdue. It's been years of people going to corporate Pride or like deciding on whether or not to go. Like, I've had so many countless conversations with people where it's just like, we don't want to see another bank Pride float. Like, we don't want to get handed dumb little fans that have logos on them. Like, none of that feels like actually like it's accomplishing anything.
The first Pride was a riot. And it can be like a march, but not a parade. I mean, it should not be a parade. I don't think so.
Going forward, Fierté say they want to hear the community's concerns. But Marlo wouldn't commit to anything more than that.
I want to have an open dialogue with people, with the members, with the community groups, with the artists. I want to have like these conversations that needs to happen, and I want them to lead to a general assembly.
Some members of the queer community say that dialogue is necessary, including Manon Massé, MNA and former spokesperson for Quebec Solidaire.
The enemy is not the other side of the street. The enemy is our government. They made choice who affect our rights, and we have to fight together. Of course, with not the same tools, the same way, but it's important to fight together because the right wing is so meurtrière. It's important to get in the street and say what we have to say.
That's not to say Wild Pride isn't open to dialogue, but organizers like Aisha say the ball is in Fierté's court to show the community they're willing to act on what they hear.
At the end of the day, I believe that Wild Pride has a duty to continue creating those spaces because I genuinely believe that Fierté does not have the capacity or the motivation to truly create those queer spaces. So I believe that Wild Pride is going to be a movement that is going to span decades, if not going to overtake Fierté Montréal. And that's my dream.
She says the best way to make their voices heard is to keep growing this alternative movement. 10,000 and counting.
Together, united, to send a message to Fierté Montréal. We cannot be bought.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.